This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review with the folks that are involved in my weekly TJV program, The Daily Show. We take the stars, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and I play a role in it as well, to go through the top 10 stories. And if we have time, the people list as well, put together, prepared for all of us, and posted at talkers.com. The stories from what research they've been able to do, listening to the programs, talking to hosts, and visiting websites, the station websites, that sort of thing. So let's get at it. Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, number 10, the climate change discussion, the environment. I guess there was a spill in Russia. Was it off the coast of Russia? And, normally it would have gotten tons of attention, but because we don't seem to have time for much of anything except George Floyd and what's going on with the COVID-19, very little is getting discussed. So what do we know about it? Anybody know anything more about it?
20,000 tons of oil leaked into a river from a power plant. It's the region within the Arctic Circle. It's as far north of Russia as you can get, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So Russia declared a state of emergency, actually, over it. So
they're cleaning it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
I guess oil powers the power plant. I'm not sure I have the connection there, but
yeah, there's a lot of oil fired. If you go to the, if you go up and down the coast of California on any given day, you'll see dozens and dozens of ships. I used to marvel at it. I didn't even know what they were doing off the coast of Santa Monica when
I first lived
there. And no, it's not drilling. Well, there is offshore drilling. You're right, but there also are tankers. The Manhattan Beach power plant always has. There's a line that's about a mile out into the ocean, and the tankers hook up to that bunker, and they feed from the ships the crude oil that fires the power plant. And you can see any day, you can see a couple of ships out there because there's a constant flow of oil into the tanks to feed that power plant, which feeds much of that inland area there, or the shore area. So there we go. That, you've just learned something, I hope. Number 9 on our story list, what's going on in social media? I think the focus is on their curtailment. The focus is probably on two different things. On what Zuckerberg said he wasn't going to do at Facebook, and what Twitter has done to curb some of the things. Mostly, I think the focus has been on Trump, hasn't it?
No, it's been on a lot of different things.
They have Twitter. It's been on Trump, yeah. I think. They marked him as... They marked his posts or some of them.
The ballots, right?
Yeah, the one that they chose was about ballot harvesting and voter fraud. And the president was actually 100% right about this. But Twitter, because it is political and there's a person, literally a guy, who is in charge of integrity at Twitter, decided to mark this one as fake news.
What is integrity? This guy decides?
I can't remember the guy's name, but there is one guy who at Twitter has the job of, I guess, managing these high-profile tweets. And the guy is a known Democrat activist. He is talked about, I mean, his tweets on his own personal Twitter account are not necessarily kind to the president. So there were two tweets that they marked. One of them was about voter fraud in California. It stemmed from Gavin Newsom's executive order that would send a ballot to everybody on the voter rolls. And Trump tweeted about it, and they marked that one at Twitter, which caused a debate about whether or not the social media companies should be getting involved in the game of marking people as fake news, essentially. If Facebook's decided not to, Twitter has said that they'll continue to do that.
Hmm. All right.
Well, they didn't take his tweet down. What they did they added a message that said there have been, and I'm paraphrasing, something about numerous studies have shown that voter fraud through ballots is not a thing or whatever,
Which if I were in charge of integrity, I would actually hit that
one. That's sure another case here in Massachusetts.
I know that that's an opinion thing, but there are a lot of studies that have been done numerous times by Congress and the Senate, and they have not found any. Trump loves to talk about widespread voter fraud because obviously that speaks to his
base.
I
will tell you, there's widespread voter fraud in Massachusetts. I don't know about any other
states. And in California, absolutely.
Yeah. So that whatever the other information is, I have firsthand info on Mass, and Jennifer has, and I know. Excuse me, I defrauded them myself once just to see if I could do it, and did. So it's
you just admitted to a felony. Okay.
Well, this is a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number eight.
Just for the program.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I was doing research. Number eight. Psychology, relationships, the impact of the COVID disaster. It really is on people and their jobs, people in their relationships, their families, friends. All kinds of stuff. Have either of the two of you had any relationship that was either enhanced or somewhat destroyed by the COVID? Well, what's happened?
No,
I know
nothing
that you
destroyed,
spent,
no.
Yeah, you've had a lot of time on, you've used the Facebook and FaceTime and other means to get together with your friends every week, right, Victoria?
Yeah, and especially our single friends, because it's been really hard on them. So we check in every week with some of our single friends just to make sure everybody, you know, they're still interacting.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Am I not your friend?
Yeah, I talk to you for 3 hours every day.
Oh, okay.
My other friends only get, like, 20 minutes. So, yeah, we check in on you all the time.
Okay. That's
but, no, I think, you know, it's a lot of, we know in certain areas, a lot of divorces have been filed. It's not all that easy, all the togetherness. I know I have friends with young kids who have to, they work from home full time, and they have to do homeschooling, and that's just been, I get agita just hearing them talk about it, so I can't imagine how stressful that must be. But no, I haven't lost any relationships. If anything, they've been made stronger.
Yeah. What about you, Jen?
I think so too. Yeah. I think you have to commit more to having that contact and staying in touch. I think that I'm really lucky in my life where I have a group of friends where if we don't, we're text messaging a lot more, but if we don't talk, we still can pick up where we left off. And so that's really good because everybody's obviously really busy with new schedules and kids and all of that. I actually do sometimes, but then you respond with like one word answer. So then that's kind of, you know, boo. I'll text you today. How about that?
All right.
He uses his iPhone for texting.
I like to talk to people. I like to hear their voice. I like to get what's really going on. There's no emotion looking at a flat screen, thank you.
I love the app that was invented to give people their own space. For the people who are going nuts, like those husbands and wives or the mothers who are overwhelmed, and they get an hour's worth of peace at their neighbor's house, I think that's a great idea. The Globe app.
Really? I'm going to look into that. Story list this week from Talkers Magazine. The folks at Talkers are reviewing what's going on in the news talk radio business at number 10, the Russians and how we deal with them. We haven't talked much about Russians, but they're still messing around. You can count on that. Number 9, the communications technology changes, the whole Twitter thing. It's got a lot of people talking. Number 8, relationships amid not only the Black Lives Matter thing, but also with the Chinese health problems. Number 7, education. Number 6, our relationship with China. Number 5, the presidential race. Number 4, America opening up again. Number 3, the economy, the stock market going down a little bit at the end of the week. Number 2, the healthcare aspects of the Chinese virus. And number 1, the movement, the police, and the focus on Black lives. Those are the top 10 items, according to Talkers Magazine this week on News Talk Radio.
As you know, a smile is worth 1,000 words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using power swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797. Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Doug Steffen here with a recount of the top 10 items according to Talkers Magazine, the research for the week of June 8th to the 12th, the People List. Starts with John Gleason and Emmett Sullivan at number 10. Colin Kaepernick, or Colin, depending on how you pronounce his name, number 9. Greg Glassman is at 8. Bill de Blasio and the mayor of Los Angeles, who I so dislike, I'm not even going to use his name, number 7. Number 6, Jenny Durkin and Jacob Frey tied for that position. Kayleigh McEnany is at number 5. Joe Biden is in the 4th position. General Mark Milley is at number 3. George Floyd is 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. So the top 2 items this week, top 2 people on the list, have not changed from this week to last week. All the rest of the names, however, I think are new, but not many people are talking about those other issues. It's pretty much all the virus, and that's been supplanted by the protests and the movements around the country. That's the People List from Talkers Magazine this week. Here's the story. We have a technical problem that we're dealing with, and so you may hear some of the old and you may hear some of the new. That's the way the weird world of the internet and of modern communication and things. And I can't tell you any more about it because I don't really understand what the problem is. I just know that we have a communication and a connection problem. So as we go through the stories that are on the countdown, and you're going to hear all kinds of other noise here and there. God knows where it's coming from. And so we're going to do the best we can to get all of this stuff done. But pretty much everybody in the country that is dependent on the same kind of technology that we use here on the countdown and use on the other programs that I produce and that are produced at Radio America and other places like Westwood One, iHeart, they'll have the same problem. So we'll just have to work our way through it, do the best we can. There are geniuses working to fix the problem, and so we'll do as we can. As we approach 21 minutes past the hour here on the DJV, it's the DJ version of the countdown show.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Overview, the review of the hot hits in talk radio for the week of June 8th to the 12th. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here, looking at the list that's prepared by Talkers Magazine. Number 10 is a focus on immigration. I don't know who's been talking about immigration. I haven't heard anybody talk about immigration this week. Communication technology. Have you? I haven't heard it.
I have not. No.
I think the only things that we've heard this week, frankly, is the same stuff from last week. The business with COVID, but also more focus on Black Lives Matter, that movement, maybe the fact that police are going to be defunded in various markets around the country. The economy is a focus, but I think that in terms of what is real, Victoria, the activity in Washington, for example, the Armed Services Committee passing a defense bill amendment that would curb the use of military force against protesters. I thought that was part of the Constitution, that you couldn't use military force against protesters. So how is this?
I thought that was like in the Bill of Rights. So I'm not sure why they needed to do that. I know Senator Tim Kaine from Virginia. He had an interesting quote. He said, "I never thought I'd see the day that I even had to propose and vote on this type of legislation, but here we are. It's 2020. Yeah. What else could go wrong?"
Well, everything goes. Yeah, I guess we can look at the world and be happy that we're all that we have our families and we have our health. But there is so much, you know, the protests. The world seems to be coming apart at the seams. And one of the things that you and I talk about with regard to this, I mean, even listen to the technology of what we're doing and how we're doing the program, is impacted by some kind of hacks, and there's an international hack that seems to be in the way of us being able to do the program, and it's affecting everybody who do these sorts of programs from remote locations. When you get right down to brass tacks, everything is being affected. How much of it is being affected by the Chinese problem we have, the Russians, who knows who else, North Koreans? I don't think the Iranians are capable much of hacking stuff. But when you get right down to brass tacks, the world also, whether the average person wants to admit it or not, is being impacted by the astrology
of the stars. The business, when people say, oh, you're crazy, I don't think I'm crazy at all. And you and I have the same sort of spiritual, if that's what it is, outlook on things, and understanding that the alignment of the stars and how many of the stars are in retrograde, and things that are just that happen many times in the conversation. Even the average person who doesn't necessarily follow this knows what it means when Mercury goes retrograde. Well, there yeah. are five or six planets at the moment, according to astrologers, that are in retrograde, and this hasn't happened since the American Revolution. That is, the stars have not been in this formation since we went to extract ourselves from Britain. And we all know what kind of turmoil that was. And the last time the configuration was the same as it is now, prior to 1774, 5, and 6, is when the Roman Empire fell apart, and that was 1,000 years before that. It sounds crazy, but how else do you explain all of these things happening at the same time? Look at the problems that we have, the ongoing problems of the economy, and that's been affected by, of course, the COVID, and that was started by the Chinese, and now there are people who think that the Chinese are behind a lot of the disturbances that have popped up since the death of George Floyd. And he's not, you know, that's another discussion, which maybe we have in the next half hour, why it is that he's the poster boy of this at the moment, when in fact there are plenty of other problems that have been encountered by police and blacks.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virus restrictions being put in place by Oregon Governor Kate Brown have been upheld by the Supreme Court. She says they're not lifting any more restrictions due to a spike of new cases.
This is essentially a statewide yellow light. This one-week pause will give our public health experts time to assess what factors are driving the spread of the virus.
California's governor has been told that he's overstepped his authority. Governor Newsom's changes to allow mail-in ballots in November have been temporarily blocked. The Center for Disease Control says cases will go up as people go out more. Deputy Director Jay Butler.
The direction of the pandemic is in all of our hands, so let's wash those hands. Maintain social distancing, wear cloth face coverings when possible.
This is USA Radio News. Brazil has become the indisputable center as the world's second highest nation, with the number of deaths from COVID-19 at almost 42,000. USA's John Clemens reports.
Brazil's Ministry of Health reports the cumulative total of over 828,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus, with almost 26,000 new infections, with another 909 people losing their lives, second only to the United States. Dr. Mike Ryan of the World Health Organization says Brazil's healthcare system was standing up to the pressure.
The system, as such, from the data we see, is not overwhelmed, but certainly in certain parts of Brazil, there's a significant pressure on the intensive care unit bed occupancy. And again, we commend the brave frontline health workers.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan, sort of an amended version because of a technological item, whatever we could call it, Victoria. technological insurance. Yes, right, exactly. So the country is going to deal with this, not just us, but all the broadcasters who are doing remote items this weekend will be affected by this. We're trying to reemerge into a society that has stayed at home for 3 months. I'm not sure whether we are more relaxed or less relaxed. There have been basically 4 phases of this problem with COVID. I call it the Chinese virus because that's what it is. A lot of people have gone through the awareness portion of it. They've accepted things as they are. We're having to accept doing a program in a way that we've actually never done it before because of whatever the problem may be. It could be a Chinese hack. Who knows what it is? I've said often that there is so much technology. What happens on the day that it doesn't work? And we've had these, obviously, Victoria, we've had to deal with these sorts of things before. So we're going to plunge ahead and get as much as we can out of the story list and the people list here. The list from 10 to number 1 includes discussion, as I said a few minutes ago. I don't know who's talking about immigration reform, but it showed up as number 10 on the Talkers Review. Communications and the technology, that's more a focus on social media and the things that have been going on. You talked this week a lot on the DJV program about what was going on at Twitter. Do you want to summarize that?
Well, Twitter is they're running a test right now for a new program. It's currently only on Android, so if you're using Twitter on your iPhone, you won't notice anything yet. But they essentially, before you retweet an article, which people do all the time, that Twitter wants to ensure that you actually have opened that article and hopefully you've read the article before you just blatantly retweet. And that happens so much on Twitter. People see a headline or they see someone that they know who tweeted something and then they automatically just hit the retweet button. And so Twitter is trying to slow that down and they want people to actually read what they're forwarding along because – as we know, there's so much misinformation, whether it's about the virus or about political things. It's just it's very hard for social media companies to keep up. And Twitter has been trying. I think actually they've made more of an effort than any other social media platform. Facebook, for whatever reason, continues to just keep their head in the sand and they remain just hands off. I think that dates back to Mark Zuckerberg never wanting Facebook to become, to have more social responsibility, even though, you know, it's a social network that he invented. But, yeah, Twitter is just, they're trying to just make people read things and make people just take a, you know, take a minute to think about what it is that you're sending out into the Twitter sphere. And who knows? We'll see if it works. They're just, like I said, they're just doing testing now.
So it's interesting how we've all along the way, many people say, I'm getting off of Facebook. It's so negative. It's so terrible. And yet Twitter, when you study it, is much more negative. And because of the quick response, it seems to have more impact.
You know, you, I think you could make the argument either way on that. Facebook, I got off of Facebook a year and a half ago now. And because it just, it, I think with Facebook, as you scroll through your newsfeed, it's easier to get stuck on a post in Facebook and then with the comments, and because the comments are directly at you. With Twitter, I think part of the problem is it's very easy to just scroll through the feed quickly and just retweet anything that you see that you like as you go. If you want to get into it with somebody on Twitter, then that certainly is a possibility and happens all the time. I feel like if you don't want confrontation, it's pretty easy to just sort of skim over stuff on Twitter. With Facebook, it's more personal because it's actually people that you know. And I, so you could make the argument either way, but I find still, and I think studies have shown this as well, the quote unquote friendliest social media platform, it remains as with Instagram. And so Instagram can certainly, you know, get heated and people can post whatever they want. But for some reason, it just seems to be, people don't have the level of anxiety with Instagram as they do with Facebook as number one and Twitter's probably number two.
All right. Number eight on the countdown list, the story list, is a focus on the psychology of what's going on. We've pulled ourselves out of what our normal routine has been, and now the new normal, we're sort of inching back toward normalcy, whatever that may be. I don't feel my life is normal, or no, scratch that. I don't feel like my life is as it was before. I don't know whether I feel like it's normal. It's okay. I do my normal routine. We're on the air in the morning. I do my radio stuff. I work on the farm. I don't have the ability to go see my children. I don't feel comfortable going to see my children or my grandson. So that's abnormal. Wearing a mask everywhere is abnormal. Social distancing is abnormal. But yet in 6 months from now, when we are, I think, still doing this, will it seem a comfort for us to wear a mask? Or to stand in line at the supermarket 6 feet away from the person in front of you instead of pushing your cart into the butt of the woman who's in front of you in the line.
Right.
Psychologically, that's number eight on the countdown. There is a huge disconnect for most people who are used to, you know, we're all creatures of habit. So are we going to change? We'll have to change our habits in order to survive. I think that's the only way to look at it. And, you know, that sort of keeps it on the positive side of things, doesn't it? If you're okay, you got to be accepting of the change. It is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, they say, I think it takes 28 days to break a habit. I think it takes, I personally think it's a little bit longer than that. But now that people are, like you said, we're 3 months into this. And I think now people have just figured out whether it's a mundane thing like not going to Starbucks anymore and making coffee at home, or cooking at home a lot more and being less reliant on restaurant food, how you communicate with your coworkers, not getting dressed up for work every day, some people not showering every day. I mean, every single thing has changed, every aspect. Even like I always worked from home, you always worked from home, so that's not different for us. But now my husband is home full time, and luckily that has not affected us in a negative way. That's actually probably been a nice thing, to, you know, a side effect of all of this.
Translation, you know, like, Victoria is not going to divorce court. That's the translation of
no.
that.
No, but thankfully, but you know how many people are? It's the news, you know, recently broke that Kelly Clarkson has filed for divorce after 7 years. They've been in quarantine. She and her husband and their two kids have been in quarantine on their ranch in Montana. And clearly something just went wrong, because only in April, I think it was, she had him on her talk show before everything, you know, went dark. And they seem to have a very loving, fun relationship. And obviously quarantining over the last 2 months after that has been detrimental, and she filed for divorce. So,
yeah.
And we hear the divorce filings are just way up. And
way
so
up.
It's, you know,
yeah,
it, way up. Not, a, you know, not all relationships, I guess, are, you know, are built to be around, you know, be in
built
the company
last.
Of your spouse 24/7.
Yeah. Number 7 on the list this week is a focus on education or the lack thereof, or what we're doing in the new normal, educating at home. Supposedly, I'm looking at my own situation here in Framingham, Mass, where I live. There were 3,400 iPads purchased by the community. You and, well, you're not a taxpayer here, but I am, and others who are looking at where we're spending our money. And now, because the school year is coming to a close, the school department is trying to recollect, if you will. They want their iPads back again. And some of them are coming back, and some of them aren't. I don't know. I forgot what an iPad costs, but it's about $1,000, I think, isn't it? Under the circumstances.
No, they're cheaper than that. But but still, you know, if it's school property, it's school property. So
right,
you know.
So and the budget, because of the circumstances we find ourselves in, people aren't able to pay their taxes, real estate taxes, whatever. I mean, I know many people in my circle who have put off. Paying, filing, and so when budgets are being done, whether it's the national budget, look at the hole this has created for spending on the national level. We've spent $3 trillion so far to help ourselves out. So what does that mean? How is that going to, what's the picture look like here as we go forward? Well, the trickle-down effect is that the federal government gives aid and comfort, if you will, dollars to the states. So that's going to be cut back 30-40%. And the states likewise give aid and comfort to local municipalities. And I know in Massachusetts so far, we're told that the collections are down $8 billion. That's in one state. So that is going to cut local aid to as much as 40%. And so that means, okay, you look at the budget for towns and cities. That process is going on because most of the fiscal year starts with most government stuff in the first of July. So the budgets are being worked out now. And I know in my community, again, there are budget cuts in some departments like education, down 4, 5, 6%. Police department, they cut out $200,000, so you can't buy any new cars. Well, I don't see that as a problem because they have 80 cars in a police department that only has 118 people in it. Nobody, you know, we're finding out things about how government runs through this process that is also pretty important as well. I don't know what it's like in your area if you pay attention to that stuff. I do here.
Well, on the flip side of that, we're also finding out with the education process, we're also finding out that, and this is something that I think absolutely needs to change. If we want to talk about systemic racism in education, it's from day one of where you go to school. And I do not think that public schools should be funded by property taxes, because automatically, if you live in a wealthy area, you've got more money and more resources pumped into your school. So your kids are automatically having a huge head start to inner city kids or lower income areas that just don't have the funding to send to their school. And so that those kids, you could have two of the exact same kids with the exact same IQ, and they're going to have such incredibly different experiences in school. And if you don't change that from the actual system and institution, then you can't talk later on about trying to, you know, police reform and community reform, whatever. If you don't start right with the schools and level that playing field, where can we ever go as a society? It's just we've been band-aiding perpetuating this situation for like 100 years. It's just nuts.
Yeah, it is nuts. The whole situation, the whole way of funding. So if you don't want real estate taxes used to fund education, what do you think is the answer? How do we fund education?
Well, I think every public school should get the same amount of funding. It just shouldn't depend on town by town. You know, I think, and I know in LA, I've been reading a lot about the LA Unified School District, mostly in part thanks to your daughter-in-law, who's been very active and informative, and it's really interesting how the schools are funded out there. And it's, I think across the country, we need to have, I know Betsy DeVos, I think she's a disaster in the education realm, but charter schools are, it's so statistically proven. I know that's her big thing, but that's statistically proven to just be a disaster for kids of color. But I think that we need a systemic change. If we want to talk about police reform, education reform is essential.
Yeah, and that will go. That trickles down as well, or trickles up one way or another. All right, the other we know about China. What's going on? I mean, that's certainly is no summary to our relationship problems with China. It's the hole's deepening, as far as I can see. We're trying to open things up in America. I'm not sure how that's again. We're talking about the new normal of wearing masks and distancing and that sort of stuff. Are we going to be able to have movie theaters open, that sort of thing? Restaurants are opening now outside. You know, you're going to have some tables in the parking lot, that sort of stuff, or on the street. That's dealing with, and it's helping.
And indoor dining is starting in some places, too.
Yeah, right. But the economy is affected.
I don't know that I feel comfortable with that yet.
No, I don't either, frankly.
Yeah.
No, not at all. All right, so an overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the research done by Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Story list this week from Talkers Magazine. The folks at Talkers are reviewing what's going on in the News Talk Radio business. At number 10, the Russians and how we deal with them. We haven't talked much about Russians, but they're still messing around. You can count on that. Number 9, the communications technology changes, the whole Twitter thing. It's got a lot of people talking. Number 8, relationships amid not only the Black Lives Matter thing, but also with the Chinese health problems. Number 7, education. Number 6, our relationship with China. Number 5, the presidential race. Number 4, America opening up again. Number 3, the economy, the stock market going down a little bit at the end of the week. Number two, the healthcare aspects of the Chinese virus. And number one, the movement, the police, and the focus on black lives. Those are the top 10 items, according to Talkers Magazine, this week on News Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Countdown.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's time for us to overview the top five items from the world of technology. We do it every week here. Victoria Keelan and her expertise looking at the five items that we have talked about here and there during the week, now all put together in one simple package. Victoria, as we count down from number five to number one, Apple is in the number five position.
Yes, Apple's doing something great for their customers. For the first time, you'll be able to buy iPads, Macs, and AirPods with a monthly installment payment on the Apple Card. This is something that they have not ever done before. On larger purchases, you could have the Apple Card for that, but they never did it for lower level items like an iPad and a Mac and AirPods. So now for those three items, including also iPad keyboards and the Apple Pencil, you can get 12 months interest free. And if you're buying AirPods, HomePod, or Apple TV, those plans will be 6 months interest free.
All right. So that's good news for people who are using those products. Number four this week, as we look at the top five items of technological nature, working from home.
Yeah, this is actually kind of a fun story from the world of tech this week. There's a tech analyst who's very well known. His name's Jeremiah Ouyang, and he works in Silicon Valley. And now, of course, with everyone working from home, he looked into renting a local office space, and they were charging at least $2,000 a month. So what he did, he bought an Airstream trailer he got a 20-year loan on it because it's like buying a home. And so he only pays $370 a month. He parks the Airstream in his backyard. It's not going to move because it is actually a permanent office space for him. You know, office space is so expensive, especially in Silicon Valley, that this is actually a really great idea. You can make a whole village. As we know, construction sites have been doing it for years with trailers. Now people are buying Airstreams. Elon Musk has a village of them in the desert for Tesla workers. And Zappos actually is the founder of Zappos, Tony Hsieh. He's one of the first people who said, you know what, if we can't build office space or if it's too expensive, then let's just get some Airstreams and everybody works in the trailer. So that you might end up seeing them popping up in your neighborhood if people don't have a home office.
You know, it's one of the interesting things, not only for this purpose, but generally speaking, RVs, the sale of them has skyrocketed because people know this summer rentals they're not going to get on an airplane. They're not going to get on a train. Would like to, and they don't want to go to hotels. So here you go. Right. Rent one of these things. It's a fabulous business to be in, actually. Number three. Focus on Google Maps.
Yep, Google is continuing to build more helpful features into their maps to help you navigate around cities as they are starting to reopen. And when you look for public transit directions, you'll now see relevant alerts from transit agencies about mandatory precautions you need to take, like wearing a face covering. If you are trying to avoid a crowded train station, it will also let you know in live data how crowded that area is. When we start driving back and forth across the Canadian border again, it's still closed. They're going to have the different information that you'll need for COVID-related checkpoints, things like that. And then if you enter a medical facility or a COVID testing facility as your destination on Google Maps, it will give you some research to do on how to keep yourself safe. They've also, as we know, one of the first things they did was they jumped on the takeout and delivery food options on the maps. And so that's going to remain, and they'll let you know if dining in is allowed or dining outdoors is allowed. So it just kind of keeps everybody more informed.
Number two, this is a hip, hip hooray for people who are sick of robocalls.
Yeah, the FCC proposed a $225 million fine. It's the largest one ever against two different health insurance telemarketers for spamming people with 1 billion robocalls using fake numbers. So essentially what would happen is these guys would call you up on your cell or even on your landline, if you have a landline, and they would say that they're from Aetna or another major health, like United Health. They'll say that they're from there with an automated message that they've got an information about your new plan. Well, then they were selling plans that had nothing to do with Aetna or United Health, and they were basically but they were using numbers for the actual healthcare companies. So when angry people realized they bought a fraudulent policy, they would call up the real company and they started complaining to the real company, and then it kind of turned into a whole vicious circle. So luckily the FCC did crack down on this.
Last story, number one, actually, top five stories of the week.
Twitter has announced that they've begun testing a new feature that will prompt users to think about what they're tweeting before they tweet it, which sounds like duh, but yes, that's what we need in 2020. We need Twitter to tell us to read things before we retweet them. So the test is currently limited to Android users. It has not hit iPhone yet. And so if a user decides to retweet an article that before reading it, Twitter is going to prompt you to open the article, hopefully read it, and then tweet it. So you're going to find a message that says sharing an article can spark conversation. So you may want to read it before you tweet it. So that's Twitter's new message.
Read it before you tweet it. I like that. Victoria Keelan here with the top five tech stories of the week. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.